Proclamation number 8901 of 26th of December, 1964. Otherworldly souls are addressed by God. Do not let the words from above be spoken to you in vain. When they sound to you, then open your hearts, let them find entrance and think about it, but do not reject them, for one day you will feel bitter remorse when my word itself will judge you. For I will demand responsibility from all of you, and you will not be able to escape this responsibility. It is an exceedingly great grace that I descend to you men in the word shortly before the end, but who appreciates this grace? You men remain attached to the world and pay no attention to that what is for the salvation of your soul. And the number of those is very small, whom I can still address, because they think more of their souls and of life after death. But this favor is offered to all of you. All of you just need to let a thought arise in you about purpose and meaning of your earth existence. And you only need to earnestly desire the truth about it. And I will answer you, you will certainly be guided to the spring where you can receive the pure truth. But who has such thoughts, and who seriously occupies himself with life after death? But I can do no compulsion to you, because this desire must be born in you in free will, to also be able to be granted by me. But then the right enlightenment will truly become yours, and you will always be led closer to truth, because I wait to be able to address you. But truly, there are only very few who still listen to my voice, but whom I also know to seize and lead them to the spring, from which the living water flows. But far greater is the number of souls, which can be addressed by me through my servants in the kingdom on the other side. Those souls, which are also led there and full of desire, accept the food and the drink, which I want to protect from the way back to the deep, which therefore can always only be addressed mentally. You, my servants, must understand this right. You give them the right nourishment when you speak out my word loudly or mentally, and are thereby surrounded by an endless crowd of those beings, which demand enlightenment from you and also receive it. Then you spread great blessing, and you can always be sure of my help. And these souls are around you in an immense number, and the love, which you show to them, is felt gratefully by them, because they also evaluate their knowledge again and also have an effect on men still living, to likewise win them for the word offered from above. That is why only that is always of importance, what is to be addressed as soul work. What is brought towards them in full awareness of my divine address, because that will truly not be without effect. And I wrestle especially for these souls to protect them from a renewed banishment, and that is why I also still call many men away from earth to still give them the possibility to make up in the hereafter what they miss on earth. Who are not to be addressed on earth but absolutely must find to Jesus to be able to ascend. All of you who listen to my address or read it in your thoughts. You are surrounded by countless souls which greedily accept my word and again and again treat to influence you to give them your spiritual knowledge, which they recognize as a gift of strength and which they now use towards those who are in the same hardship as they were. And so your activity draws wide circles, even so it is less noticed by men. Because the darkness on earth is too great. But the few sparks of light flash everywhere where a soul is found, which is responsive. And these I certainly lead to you, so that you now also can bring my word to them. Amen.